That was Slay to the Gods, the latest song, the single from Beatface Honey. Listen, she's not just a singer. She's also a world-renowned makeup artist right here from this area, man. Good morning, Beatface Honey.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Who is also a great Philadelphia story because you don't live here for one celebrity reason, right? This is what I hear.
Well, that's how it started. I'm born and raised in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, and then moved to Philadelphia. I was living in Port Richmond, and I was doing makeup at Club Risqué on Dancers.
Shut up. I'm so jealous.
That's a part of the story that people don't know. No. That's where the real struggle was.
Ooh, they mad right now.
Yes. Yes. So I was doing makeup there, and then Brandi Norwood plucked me out of the stratosphere and started using me. And then shortly after, Nicki Minaj started using me. So I was traveling for 7 months with Nicki, and I was back and forth between New York and LA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a hell of a story. And it's funny because me and Shamar were talking about that now. We were like, are you Nicki post-natural, like now natural look and Nicki, like, you know, crazy look?
No.
Okay.
No. When I left her, she was still blonde.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But she was, it's the same makeup. Mm-hmm. It's just that the difference between blonde and natural hair can make a huge difference. It was the same stuff. We were doing very natural looks. Mm-hmm. But that blonde hair really made it stand out even more. It made it seem more extreme.
I'm baffled at the fact that you're from Hatfield.
Hey.
Dude. Did you ever go
there? Hey, Hatfield. I was just there yesterday. people Hatfield, don't expect that.
Hatfield meets and things like
yes,
that. Like,
ma'am.
I'm really baffled. I'm like, wait, Hatfield?
Yes, ma'am. The only black person there.
Wow. Yeah, I never even heard of it. That's funny. Yo, can you explain? Because a lot of people, you think people know, but they really don't understand a beating. Like, beat face, honey, getting your face beat. Like, explain this whole.
Right. That's confusing to people. People are like, I don't know. It sounds painful. I'm not really interested.
Exactly.
A beating. If somebody comes up to you and says, girl, your face is beat, that means your face, your makeup is amazing. Your makeup application is amazing. So I'll look at a girl on the street and I'll say, honey, I'm gonna beat you down to the ground because you got the best face for makeup. And she'll be like, oh my God, no. And I'll be like, no, it's not gonna hurt. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And now you have a single.
And now I got a single.
Yeah, Slay to the God.
It's catchy. I wrote it in my car. See, my history is music.
Yeah, talk about it, because I was gonna ask you which one came first, makeup or music?
Yeah, music came first. People are looking at me like, oh, makeup artist gone, singer now. And I'm like, no, the other way around, honey. I was signed by the time I was 17 years old. I was in LA. I was recording. I was dropped. I did American Idol. From 13 till 24 years old, I did music. And I've been writing my whole life. And then once music broke my heart too many times, I said, forget this. I have to find something else. And that's when I started doing makeup. And then God has a funny, funny way of merging it all together, because I completely turned my back on music. And it was honestly a painful topic for me.
Mm-hmm.
And God just put it in my heart and said, I told you that if you listen to me, I would let it happen. I would work it out.
Isn't that
and that's exactly what's happens? That's exactly what's happening. Ooh, just got myself a little emotional.
No, that's real. Like, that's life after 30. Yo, can you talk about Slay to the Gods? Okay, so just like everybody doesn't know beat.
Right.
Is Slay to the Gods another, it's like another level of getting beat?
It's the same thing. You could get a beat down. You could slay for the gods. You could slay
really
to the gods. I really
beat
did.
Face.
I got a little teary.
She got teary. Oh.
I'm excited about life, and God is good.
Yeah.
But if you say to somebody, this is, you slayed that face for the gods, or you slayed that face to the gods, that means that makeup is amazing.
Mm. All right, well, we learning. Beatface Honey live in the studio. Listen, now since you taught us that, coming up, we need to know the do's and don'ts of our makeup game. Just keep it locked. It's Philly's Morning Show on Hot 107.9.